Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Haunted History in Ohio. I'm your host, Irene, and today we'll be talking about the Ridges, located in Athens, Ohio. After doing some research for this episode, the Ridges has a horrifying past, and some of the things that happened to the patients who were admitted there can be triggering to some listeners. The Ridges, formerly known as the Athens Lunatic Asylum, was built in 1868 and was designed by Ohioan Levi Schofield. Now, if you remember from the last episode, Schofield also designed the Ohio State Reformatory. Schofield designed the buildings and the grounds based on inspiration by physician Dr. Thomas Story Kirkbride, who wrote a book on mental hospital designs. After construction, 572 patients were able to be housed, separated by gender. The plot would eventually go from 141 acres to over 1,019 acres to include more buildings and wooded grounds as the facility grew. Athens Lunatic Asylum began operating in 1874 and was renamed to Athens Hospital for the Insane 2 years later. Over the next several years, the asylum would go under several name changes. The patients that were admitted included Civil War veterans, the elderly, the homeless, rebellious teenagers, violent criminals, and children. These patients ranged widely from being diagnosed with the slightest distress to severely mentally ill. Just a reminder that some of the diagnoses that the patients received then are no longer considered mental illnesses today. Some of the more wild reasons why patients were admitted included menopause, alcohol addiction, tuberculosis, epilepsy, menstrual derangements, insanity caused by childbirth, and masturbation. The asylum was widely known for its practice of lobotomy, but also performed electroshock therapy, restraint, psychotropic drugs, and hydrotherapy. These methods are very harmful and are not usually practiced anymore today. On the grounds included three graveyards. After the opening of the asylum, deceased patients who were unclaimed by families were buried there. Until 1943, the graves were marked with numbers that were kept in recorded ledgers. Only one register currently exists, containing the names of 1,700 of the 2,000 people buried within the graveyards. In 1972, the last patient was buried in the cemetery. By the 1950s, the asylum had 78 buildings. It was treating 1,800 patients. By the 1960s, the population reached 2,000 patients, which was over three times its capacity. The number of patients would start to decline as the deinstitutionalization accelerated, leaving the buildings to be abandoned one by one. The Athens Lunatic Asylum eventually closed its doors in 1993. The property was deeded over to Ohio University in a land swap with the Ohio Department of Mental Health. Many of the buildings were renovated and converted into classrooms and office buildings. The property was then renamed to the Ridges when these restorations began. In the early 2000s, the cemetery began to be maintained by the Ohio Department of Mental Health, and the headstones, who were only marked with numbers, were replaced recently. After learning some of the history, it should surprise no one that this historic asylum would be considered haunted. One of the most famous ghosts is said to be that of a patient named Margaret Schilling. Schilling made news after she disappeared on December 1st, 1978, and was found dead after 42 days in a locked, abandoned ward that was once used for patients with infectious illnesses. Though it was found that she had died of heart failure, she was found naked, with her clothes neatly folded next to her body. Due to the decay of her body, a permanent stain remains on the floor that can still be seen today. Her spirit can be seen staring down from the window of the room where she had passed, wandering different parts of the buildings, and attempting to escape the facility. Other patients have also been reported to be seen. Visitors have reported seeing figures standing in empty hallways, unexplainable voices and screams, squeaking gurneys, and seeing strange lights. The spirits seen by visitors are thought to have died by mistreatment by the staff. The cemetery has also had reported sightings of shadowy people and strange lights. The Athens County Historical Society offers walking tours for anyone who wishes to visit. Their website states that the tours sell out quickly, so reserving your tickets is your best option if you would like to visit. However, their hours of operations may have changed due to the coronavirus pandemic, so make sure you call ahead or check out their website to get your tickets. Thank you all so much for tuning in to this episode of Haunted History in Ohio. I'll talk to you all in the next episode.